Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, J.W. Porter. Batting second. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Dyke. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Fred Marsh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Kane. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Kane. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rocky Krusnik. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marv Grissom. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Marv Grissom. And now, play ball. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krusnik fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry takes first base on ball four. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goldsberry moves to second. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Kane. Minoso moves to third. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wertz. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Minoso scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Shirm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler bunts towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to third. One out. Rocky Krisnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krisnick takes first base on ball 4. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom bunts towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. Krisnick moves to second. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel is walked intentionally. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Fox reaches second base with a double. Rivera scores. Krisnick scores. There goes Carrasquel trying to get to third. Niemann throws the ball into Dyke, who tags Carrasquel for the out. It's 3-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Goldsberry hits a pop-up towards third. Krisnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krisnick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Minoso steals third. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Earl Hurst now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mealy moves to second. Shirm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 0 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goldsberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Krisnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krisnick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Krisnick is walked intentionally. Mealy moves to third. Rivera moves to second. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0-for-0 in the game. Grissom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mealy scores. Rivera scores. Krisnick moves to second. It's 6-0, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krisnick scores. Grissom moves to second. It's 7-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to second for the out. Grissom moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mealy takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rivera hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Mealy moves to second. It's 8-0, White Sox. Rocky Krisnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krisnick is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Krisnick hits a pop-up towards short. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Marsh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Sievers pinch hits for Earl Hurst. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers strikes out. One out. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fox scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Hoeg now pitching. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Grissom hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Goldsberry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso, who is chasing the ball. Goldsberry reaches third base with a triple. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krasnick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goldsberry scores. It's 8-1, White Sox. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dyke hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso bunts towards the mound. Hoeg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marsh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jake Crawford pinch hits for Bobby Hoeg. Jake Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marsh moves to second. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cliff Fannin now pitching. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Krisnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krisnick is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Krisnick hits a fly ball into center field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Grissom strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Niemann moves to second. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-3 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Niemann scores. Wirtz moves to second. It's 8-2, White Sox. Joe Dobson now pitching. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dyke hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy. Dyke reaches second base with a double. Wirtz scores. Courtney moves to third. It's 8-3, White Sox. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young strikes out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Marsh hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Courtney scores. 2 outs. It's 8-4, White Sox. Dick Krahoski pinch hits for Cliff Fannin. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krahoski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Byrne now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minosa. The throw from Courtney and he is out, Marsh applying the tag. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Word settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Goldsberry strikes out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Niemann strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.